We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We almost had a no-hitter last night. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are ridiculous. What do you mean, who cares?
There was a party on the bases. They used 16 pitchers.
16 pitchers?
All right, I'm exaggerating.
Once we got past the seventh inning, who cares? Because I don't care about it as a team no-hitter.
Yes.
The team no-hitter is no value whatsoever. Yes. But had Bauer gone the nine innings,
it would be impossible for him to go nine innings last.
Well, that
would have been
impossible.
The impressive part. If he threw 175
pitches. Yeah, if he threw 170 pitches, if he got a no-hitter, then good for him.
He wouldn't have thrown 170 pitches. He probably would have thrown 130, 140. But, you know, if this were 30 years ago, he would have done it, or at least he would have tried to do it. But the game has changed, and even a guy like Bauer, who's I want to say he's old school, but in some ways he's extremely new school in terms of the way he prepares. But in a way, he's also throwback in terms of his mentality as a pitcher and wanting to be out there. But you know, he had no problem with it, and I didn't have a problem with it either. I mean, if it had been eight innings at 117 pitches, I would have said let him go out for one more.
I agree. Go. But, and they probably would have.
Especially with him.
Yes.
But with 117 pitches after seven, you know, I guess they could have taken a chance that he could have had like a five. Because after that 30-something pitch third inning, guys, he had like a five-pitch fourth inning.
Right.
But that third inning, that third inning killed him. That's where he gave up three of the, six base runners, I think? Three of his six base runners.
You think it's still cool and a big accomplishment if you give up runs and pitch a no-hitter? And he didn't. But, I mean, if he would have given up, you know, sack fly or something there.
Yes. It's a great accomplishment because it's very rare to happen
in
baseball.
Not that rare.
I feel like their pitcher threw a no-hitter and lost.
Joe Cowley might have been.
Yeah, I can't.
It's possible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's happened.
It might have been. I think Joe Cowley.
If you pitch a no-hitter and lose the game,
shoot your teammates.
That's embarrassing.
just ask for a trade.
Yeah, well,
listen,
that wouldn't have been the case here, and he didn't give up any runs.
He did not, yeah.
Yeah.
But he still walked five guys and hit a
batter. Can we put an over-under on, like, you have to have three base runners or less for
a perfect game to me is fantastic.
Yes.
Like, what the kid from the Braves was doing to the Cubs through six last night, I was gravitating towards that.
You don't think a no-hitter is impressive?
Well, if you're hitting batters and walking to 11 team, it takes some of the glamour off it.
You guys are out of your mind.
Okay.
It does.
You guys are out of your mind.
Okay, so I brought this up to you off the air.
He had six base runners. All right, that's a little high.
It's a little high.
But if he had gone nine innings and allowed six walks, or six walks / hit by pitches, and gave up no hits, it's only happened on average in the history of baseball less than three times per season.
Okay, if
a no-hitter. Well, you know how many games we play? We play a lot.
If the new advanced stats and the new analytics, they disparage batting average, then why is the no-hitter so impressive still? And it is impressive. I don't want to totally poop on it.
Because it's rare.
But it's they left 10 runners on base at least last night.
I don't care about the eighth or ninth inning. You're adding into that that's part of Bauer's mix. I get that if they had a team no-hitter, to me that's I don't celebrate that. I don't cheer. I know even Frank Kona said to Millsy, said, should we celebrate it if it's a team? Because that's lame.
It is lame.
To me, those team no-hitters shouldn't even count. The part of the reason a no-hitter is so impressive is because you have to make it through nine innings knowing a lot of guys are going to be gassed by those last couple of innings. If you have a team no-hitter, it's not the same thing because guys come in and they're fresh and they finish the game.
I agree, and it is impressive, but when you're walking and hitting as many guys as they were last night, it does take away from
it. Isn't it fair to say that if you pitch a no-hitter and walk one batter, it's more impressive?
Yes.
But yet it's still impressive to pitch a no-hitter no matter how many guys you walk? And he would have won the game. I mean, to say it's not impressive.
Last night's would have been most impressive.
How many thousands and thousands of games have been started in the major leagues, and only 300 some odd guys have pitched a no hitter? I'd say that's pretty impressive.
Sure, but I mean,
if he had done it, which he didn't do,
you have to throw less pitches to finish the game. That's only, why it becomes more impressive.
Only because it's 2019. If this were 20 years ago, he would have finished the game. If this were 30 years ago, he would have finished the game.
Well, I think you're going to see more.
I don't know that he would have finished the no-hitter, but he would have kept pitching.
I just realized
the game's changed.
Did you guys see the tweet Jason Stark put out about how many combined or how many guys have left with a no-hitter? The number is getting higher and higher,
yes.
I think, because of strikeouts.
Right.
These guys are throwing so many more pitches. So this is going to become the new norm of you get through six innings, seven innings, and then you get pulled from the game.
Yeah, so it's happened probably 10 times in the last few years.
Yeah,
well,
I think it was 10 times last year alone, I think was his tweet. I have to look.
10 times last year alone?
Yeah, that a guy went through six innings with a no-hitter.
Being through,
and it's already happened like two or three times
right,
this year.
But nobody's saying getting through six innings with a no-hitter is that impressive. I'm not saying that.
Right.
Yeah, pitched a no-hitter.
Bauer was the fourth pitcher this season against the Blue Jays to have a no-hitter through six.
Yeah, nobody's saying it was he still pitched a hell of a game. But I'm not equating pitching a no-hitter through six or seven as the same thing as pitching. If he had pitched a no-hitter,
yeah.
No matter how many walks he had had, to me, it's still impressive.
It's impressive,
yeah,
yes.
The less walks you have, the less base runners you have, the more impressive it is.
It's impressive.
The more dominant you are.
Yes, it's
but
impressive.
We've still only had 300-some-odd no-hitters in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
I just wonder if we're going to see
he didn't have a no-hitter.
I wonder if we're going to see the number go down because of what we're just talking about. Because of the increase in strikeouts, because these pitchers are throwing more pitches, it may become more rare.
It's hard. It is. Right.
Because guys can't last as long. Guys aren't staying in as long.
Yeah, I mean, and we've seen a decent amount of no-hitters in recent years, but yeah.
Is this the one you're talking about, Jason? 10 years ago, there were only two games all season in which a starting pitcher got hooked at least five innings into a no-hitter. There were 13 last season, the most ever. He said we're on pace for 50 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to happen more and more often. So, and especially the way that people use bullpens, although obviously with a no-hitter it's a little bit different.
But that doesn't diminish a no-hitter.
But I think it can make it more impressive now if you can make it to nine innings.
Right.
And you're right, Adam. If he would have not had that 30-whatever pitch
third inning,
then maybe he has a chance to finish the game.
Right. He would have. And had he pitched a no-hitter, it would have been impressive. But he didn't.
He did not.
Unfortunately.
No.
He will.
In his career, he
pitch
will.
A no-hitter?
Yes.
Maybe. Only,
I think he will.
Only because it's hard to get through
pitch
nine innings.
Down, though. He can't have a wild inning.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. We're spending the first 10 minutes of the show kind of being a little critical. In the end, the guy pitched a hell of a game.
Oh, he was incredible. He had great
stuff. And he has been, outside of that inning where he loaded the bases, the guy's been phenomenal. He's given up one hit in 14 innings.
Yeah. Yep. No, he is, Adam, he's officially the ace of this team. And I don't care what anybody says. I mean, he's the one pitcher that, like, I texted my buddies today. I said, I would never, ever bet against Trevor Bauer this year and going forward, because he's the guy that I think is going to be so dominant. And I think he's overtaken Kluber.
When he's been healthy,
as the ace for this team.
When he's been healthy, he's been their best pitcher since the middle of 2017.
He'll be quick to tell you that, too. He'll tell you he had a better year than Kluber.
That's true.
Last year.
He did. But Kluber pitched the whole season, and he didn't.
Yes.
So, but and that accounts for something.
Yes.
Being available is part of being great. And
yeah, it's kind of a fluke thing, though. It took a line drive off his shin.
But to be fair, Bauer, you know, all the criticism of Kluber in the playoffs, at least he had one great playoff, 2016.
Yes, he did.
Bauer has not performed in the playoffs, really.
No, and I think
I think he will.
Oh, I think he will, too.
But he hasn't yet.
Last year was a little wonky because of the role they put him in. Because
I think the Indians screwed that up. But
I wish that he would have pitched more with the lead, although with the series the way that it went, they didn't really have a whole lot of options.
I would have just started him. I don't know. I thought it was a big mistake. But
I thought they were trying to replicate the Andrew Miller role, and it just didn't work out.
I think taking your guy who'd been your best starter to put in that role doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, no, I agree. But, I mean, you know, he missed how long? What, 2 months?
No, I don't think it was.
Six weeks?
I think it was less than that.
Was it?
I'll have to double check, but.
Anyway, I think he'll be much better. I mean, you know.
I agree.
It's two starts in, so this is really getting ahead of ourselves, but all-star games in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He could make a run to be the starter.
No doubt. I mean, listen, let's since the middle of 2016, when he's been on the mound, he's been outside of probably Scherzer and DeGrom, he's probably been the best pitcher in baseball. I'd probably put him third. Since the All-Star break 2017 behind Scherzer and DeGrom.
I don't know. What about Verlander? Last year he was sensational.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's
right there.
Yes, he's right there.
Right there.
Right
you
there.
Know, Chris Sale's right there, too.
I don't want to nitpick you.
Yeah.
Yes, he's right there.
You know, it's debatable, but he's been as good. I mean, he's been a top five pitcher.
Yes.
He did miss 6 weeks,
six.
Bauer.
Okay.
But, I mean, since the All-Star break of 2017, he's got an ERA under 3.
It's incredible.
He's been amazing. And, yeah, I mean, he finished sixth in the Cy Young Award last year. And he probably would have – he had a – you know, had he pitched as well as he did – you know, had he kept up the pace he was at, he probably would have won the Cy Young. Now, to be fair, the Indians pitchers have the advantage over a lot of these other pitchers in that they're facing the Tigers, the Royals, the White Sox,
yep.
And not as much now, but the Twins, too, for the last couple of years. You know, Chris Sale's facing the Yankees and, you know, better competition. Same thing with Verlander. Certainly, you know, DeGrom and Scherzer as well.
Yep.
So the competition's a little better. But nevertheless, you know, if you look at some of the advanced stats that could try to take out some of the biases, still, you know, if those numbers are very favorable for Trevor Bauer as well. He's been phenomenal.
Yes.
He's been great. You know, he's been talking the talk for a long time, but now he's walking the walk. I mean, he wasn't backing it up consistently until the All-Star break of 2017. And since then, you know, he's made, about 45 starts since the All-Star break of 2017. There's not that many bad ones.
Nobody's laughing at Trevor Bauer anymore. Nobody's laughing at Driveline anymore. I think what they're doing
certainly not.
Is incredible. For anyone who hasn't paid attention, what Driveline did with Kyle Zimmer, the reliever for the Royals, he was done. His arm was a noodle. Former first-round pick.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Couldn't stay healthy. And he's now back to what he used to be after one offseason at Driveline. What Driveline is doing, I don't think it's overstating it to say they could revolutionize pitching and revolutionize the game. The more guys that they get to go there.
Right.
It's incredible what Kyle Boddy's doing and Trevor Bauer. You know, Bauer's obviously the face of everything that's going on up there. But, you know, all credit to them. People were laughing at him 5 years ago. Nobody's laughing at him now.
In Bauer's last 14 regular season starts, he's only given up more than two earned runs once.
Wow.
In his last 14, which is pretty impressive. And since the start of last year, he's only allowed more than three earned runs three times, and he's not given up more than four earned runs in a game since the start of last season.
You're making me very sad because I traded him last year to Fedor in our fantasy.
Oof.
Yeah. I won the league, so it was worth it. But still,
that's rough.
It hurts.
You know, I'm curious. Does anybody have a problem with Francona taking him out? Nobody's got a problem, right?
No.
No? Dustin? You don't have a problem with Francona taking him out?
No, you had to.
Even Bauer.
Although our bullpen a little shaky. Loading the bases.
Yep.
And then even Brad Hand gives up a run and had two runners on, one swing of the bat, it's a tie game.
Yeah. Yep. Fortunately, it didn't happen. All right, 216-578-0092. I wonder if there's anybody, are there any fans, real old school mentality, that have a problem with Bauer being pulled out? I mean, Bauer did throw, last year there was a game he threw 127 pitches. There was a game he threw 122 pitches in April. Threw 122 pitches. Could you have given him one more inning and see where he was at?
It's not, okay, so no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.